Taiwan says it will carry out exercises in the disputed South China Sea to practice search and rescue operations. Taiwan has described the exercises as humanitarian. Taiwan's Coast Guard announced the activities Sunday. The move is seen as an effort by Taiwan to show its willingness to ease tensions in the South China Sea. The drills will be carried out in the near future, depending on weather conditions, the Coast Guard said. They will take place near Taiping Island, also known as Ituaba. Taiwan's Coast Guard directly administers Ituaba, but it is also claimed by China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The agency said in a statement that Taiwan's Navy might take part in the exercises. The Coast Guard said, currently, the Navy regularly patrols near Taiping Island. We don't rule out the Navy playing a supporting role in future humanitarian rescue drills being held near Taiping. The Coast Guard also said the exercises will include drills on reacting to shipwrecks and rescuing and providing relief to sailors. It did not say how many forces would take part and what kinds of equipment would be used. Taiwan has stated it operates a small military airport on Ituaba. There is also a 10-bed hospital, a lighthouse, and solar panels valued at $129 million. The Coast Guard said Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, directed in July that Taiping Island be used as a humanitarian search and rescue center. Ituaba is one of many islands, reefs, and other landforms in the disputed Spratly Islands chain in the South China Sea. China claims much of the South China Sea. It is an important seaway through which more than $5 trillion of trade moves each year. Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Brunei also have competing claims in the sea. China's activities in the South China Sea have increased tensions with its neighbors, the United States and Japan. China has reclaimed land on several disputed reefs by dredging and built airfields and ports. In July, an international court ruled against China in a case brought by the Philippines. The court rejected China's historical claims to large areas of the South China Sea. Both China and Taiwan, which China considers a rebel province, rejected the ruling. Jonathan Spangler is director of the Taipei-based South China Sea think tank. He says Taiwan has been trying to position itself as a peacemaker in the South China Sea dispute. Humanitarian and search and rescue operations near Ituaba would be a logical next step in backing up that political rhetoric with action, he said. Taiwan launched efforts in 2015 to establish itself as a humanitarian player in the South China Sea. At that time, the government released a peace proposal intended to help resolve South China Sea disputes. It urged governments involved to put aside their sovereignty disputes and find ways to develop the sea's resources together. I'm Mario Ritter.